She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
Thinking about GLP-1s to help with weight loss? Go micro with Noom. You start off with a small dose of medication, then gradually increase as your body reacts. The Noom GLP-1 microdose program starts at $79 and is delivered to your door in 7 days. Start your microdose GLP-1 journey today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Noom. Micro changes, big results. Initial 3-week subscription and 4 weeks of medication from $79 plus tax and $179 per month plus tax for 12-week subscription thereafter. Final pricing depends on program selection.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
David's a local guy, one of my boys, David Urban. He's also a friend of Trump's, a strategist, insanely gifted commentator on CNN, and calls us on Fridays because he's a homer. What's up, brother? How are you?
Mari, how you doing, buddy?
Hold on.
Always good to be on the show. Always good to be on my favorite radio station, KDKA, buddy.
My man. I got to play you something real quick. This is one of the funniest.
Okay.
We hear this? Yeah, listen to this, David.
Yeah, okay. Go to church. Find Jesus. Like, I mean, why is everybody so horny here?
David?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear it, Marty. Right. I couldn't hear it.
Hold on. Now? I want him to hear this.
No, I don't know. Your audience hearing it?
All right, let's try one more time. Play it again.
Go to church. Find Jesus. Like, I mean, why is everybody so horny here?
David? What the hell's wrong with her, man?
I don't know what's going on with that.
David! Why the hell's everybody so horny here, David?
In Pittsburgh? Is that some yins are saying that?
That's friggin' Boebert, one of your congress from Colorado.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with these people?
Listen, no comment on that one, right?
Hold on. I got to play you a wonderful, wonderful piece of... this was beautiful stuff. This is Senator Kennedy. Listen to this. This is amazing. I love this. Play that, please.
I don't know whether I ought to do this, but I'm going to do it. I don't hate anybody. I've said that before standing here. I don't. I do not. When I pray, I pray. God, don't let me hate, because it is hard up here. It's not worth it. But if I had a short list of people that I would consider hating, Congressman Eric Swalwell would be on it.
Wow.
He has undermined the confidence of the American people in this body.
Mm.
Here's my impression of Congressman Eric Swalwell eating an ice cream cone.
Jams it on his forehead, folks, if you could see it. Jams it on his forehead. Hold on.
You know why I do that? Life is hard. But it's harder when you're stupid. And if you're going to be stupid, by God, you better be tough. This is no country for creepy old men.
Whoa!
And Congressman Swalwell, he about to find that out. Karma may be slow, but it's almost always on time.
That's beautiful, man.
I yield to my friend, Senator Kelly.
David, that's poetry in my book. I mean, that's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, listen, I mean, it is, you know, Marty, there's a huge distrust for the Congress among
yes.
American people,
yes.
right? Huge distrust. A lot of it stems from this insider trading stuff that, you know, Congress are allowed to make money off of knowledge that they have, the other people. Marty, it'd be, if you did it, you'd go to jail,
yeah.
right? So why can Congressman X or Y or Z do it and make money on it? It's just wrong. And so that really undermines people's trust in America, in their institutions, undermines trust in the Congress, because why should they be able to trade and make money on
David, with all due respect, and I love you, man, he ain't talking about money here, man. He's talking about sex and grime and sleaze.
But my point is that's just the tip of the
yeah,
iceberg, right?
Yeah.
The sex stuff's been going on for a long time.
Sure has.
You go back to JFK. And,
right on.
And listen, I mean, the issue, the sex part is disproportionate. You know, he's abusing staffers.
Right on.
It's a power dynamic.
Right on, brother.
If Eric Swalwell is having an affair with some other, I don't know how old he is, 40-year-old woman, and that's between him and his wife.
Right on.
Right? That's between him and God, him and his wife. If he's having an affair with a 20-year-old staffer, or if he's preying on these young women who work in his office or work in the Capitol, then you know, not only shame on him, he's going to end up going to jail. And if he's drugging them or, you know, taking advantage of them when they're intoxicated, well, he's going to go to jail. And so there's a difference between having, questionable judgment in terms of your relationships. Everybody's human. Everybody makes mistakes,
right?
Everybody, let be without sin cast the first
right
stone. But when it comes to preying on young staff people who work in your office or work in the Congress, then that's something completely different. That is what's changed. That has not happened. And it shouldn't be happening. And hopefully the Congress cracks down on it. You know, they have a lot of these things, Marty, what's been happening as well is, Nancy Mace and others, Congressman Luna have been really pushing on this. Congress pays, they pay for non-disclosure. They pay these young women not to speak again. Right? And they basically pay them off. Right. And so this has been going on for quite some time as well. That needs to go away. That practice of the Congress paying for people's indiscretions, that needs to end. I mean, it just needs to go away. And so if you want to have people have confidence in institutions, you need to earn their respect. And so far, the people in Washington have been falling way short of that. I mean, way short of it. And they just need to do better.
Hey, Dave, and I love David Urban's one of the best in the country and so connected and so local in his thought process. What do we need to do to get regular folks to buy in again to Congress, sir?
Marty, we got to get good people to run for Congress, right? I mean, it's like a circle, right, Marty? Nobody wants to run because it's a terrible institution, but we need good people to run so it'll be a good institution, right? It's this, it is a little circular in that regard. People need to understand Congress shouldn't be a place where you aspire to go for the rest of your life. You should go there for a while, contribute to your society, and go home. Marty, it's just not the Congress, it's local school boards,
true.
It's your community,
it's,
you know, it's townships and municipalities. Nobody wants to get involved anymore. And so subsequently, the people you have get involved in a lot of cases are people that probably shouldn't be getting involved, right? You pick it past, you'd be like, nah, well, we don't want that person, but they're the only person running. And so they end up getting these positions. And we've got to do something to encourage young people. That's a noble thing. The public service is noble. Go serve some time. You know, Marty, when I left, I went to West Point. I was in the military,
yep.
4 years at West Point, 6 years in the Army, roughly. Went to law school for a few years. I was a lawyer for 3 years, and I went back and worked for Owl Inspector for 5 years. That's a pretty good, I mean, for the first half of my life, basically spent it in public service. That's 10 years, 15 years of my life. I spent...
Bronze Star, folks. Go ahead, David.
Oh, you know, I mean, but working for the government and trying to do, and guess what? It's a great thing. You feel great. You're helping people out. It's a really noble cause, and I'd encourage people to do it. I tell these kids, you know, I used to teach some at Carnegie Mellon, and I'd try to convince kids to go work in the Congress. It's a great spot. You can really do a lot of great things. I think everyone should try to give back to their country in some regard, whether you're reading, you know, whether it's Teach for America or the Peace Corps or VISTA, or some of these things. There's lots of opportunities for people to give back to their country, whether it's the military or public service. I think we need to really get focused on everybody's me, me, me.
I agree.
Nobody's we, right?
I agree.
Nobody wants to help. Nobody looks for the collective good of America anymore. Everyone's about themselves. Look, Marty, maybe it's the phones. Maybe it's the, you know, TikTok and Instagram, and it's everybody wants to be famous and nobody wants to work. But it's got to change. You know, it's got to change.
Hey, man, before you go, brother, you're going to be hanging here for the draft? You're going to be watching or what?
I'm watching it, Marty. I'm watching it. I saw somebody railing on it the other day about how rooms are $800 a night, somebody's like, "Oh, there's rooms available." Like, well, I'm sure they're available. For money, right? Listen, Pittsburgh's going to do well. I'm hoping that people turn out.
They will.
A great city.
They will.
You know, I love the city. It's going to showcase. I saw the governor the other day talking about got the World Cup. You got golf coming. You got so many things coming to Philly. UFC fight coming to Philly. Lots of things in Pennsylvania. This draft's going to showcase Pittsburgh super nicely. We got a great new coach. Hoping this fall we got the team's kind of up and running, and get a Yinzer coaching the Steelers. Man, that's pretty good. You know, that's pretty good, Marty. It doesn't get much better. I'm hoping the team has a good year this year. Pittsburgh is a great place. You know, we've got a new airport.
There's a vibe, brother. There's a vibe.
It just got ranked one of the best places to live, right? Gen Xers, retirees.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's catching in, right? Everybody's catching on to what you and I know and others know. It's a great place to live.
Hey, man, what's your favorite pizza joint in town? What was it called?
That's that place in Ambers. I think it's called Police or something.
Police
or whatever.
Delicious, yes.
I can't
Police Station.
Name,
no, Police Station, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'm going to Google it real quick. I'm going to Google it real quickly because they deserve a shout out. That is, I'm telling you, people, go to Ambridge, Pennsylvania, right on Merchant Street.
It's true.
Yeah, it's right downtown Merchant Street. I'm going to Google, see if it's where it is.
It is Police Station Pizza, brother.
Is that what it is, brother?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Ambridge, Merchant Street, like you said, my man.
There you go. Yep. Police Station Pizza, Ambridge, Pennsylvania. I don't make any money off this.
No.
Marty, I will tell you, this is. I went after my mom's funeral, right? We were like all hanging out.
Yeah.
And I said, let's get some pizza. And somebody said, oh, you've got a police station? I said, no. I said, let's go down. And I tell you what, the line was out the door.
Oh, yeah.
It's 1007 Merchant Street in Ambridge, right? The phone number is 724-266-3904. I'm telling you, order ahead. You got to order ahead.
Yes, you do.
Because it's so good. When I went there, it was like some random Thursday or whatever. I went and it was packed. The place was like they're giving pizza away.
David Urban,
it is that good. It is that good, Marty. When I come to Pittsburgh, there are a few things I get. I go to the Oyster House. I get a fish sandwich.
Yeah.
Right. I love the Oyster House. You know, downtown there. I love this Police Station pizza. It's a must get.
David Urban, the urban legend. Get it?
Marty, I'm going to bring some to next time I come see him. I'm going to bring some pies from serving boxes. It's kind of square. I'm just going to bring it to you.
All right, brother. Thanks, my man.
Okay, buddy. See you, man.
He's the best.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines. They forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Very cool. He's a big shot. West Point. Law school, Penn. He's a hell of a guy. Very laid back, though. Very intense. Close friends with Trump. It's actually interesting because I watch him all the time on CNN. And I've said this to Patrick. They have a Scott. What's Scott's last name, Patrick, on CNN? He's their hellraiser. He's their conservative everybody fights with all night. And he raises hell. Very, very, a fire starter. Scott Jennings. And it's kind of, he's very intelligent, Scott Jennings. Very quick-witted. And he gets a lot of attention because he raises hell. He lights himself on fire. And so he irritates everyone. And then they fight with him. And everybody goes home. David doesn't do that. No. David takes the high road. All class. He's very cool. But not disrespecting Scott Jennings. It's just David does it right. And as you all know, CNN, Fox, all opinions now. It just is. And David has his roots here, grew up here, as you can tell, loves being here, loves talking about Pittsburgh. And it means a lot to hear him. And the beauty of pizza is that, and I've said this to so many people, it's so personal for people. They'll get very defensive about their pizza and the best pizza. And that spot in Ambridge is fantastic. But everybody in this town has a joint that they love. Every single person. I drove with my son and wife an hour to have pizza at this wonderful spot out towards where Patrick is living. A common oven pizza in New Kent. It was amazing. I got to be honest. It was amazing. And I'll tell you what I liked about it. It's right there in the heart of New Kent. And you're thinking, man, New Kent's dead. It died a long time ago. This is what I love about joints like this. You pull up and you're wrong. Place was hopping. Several. And we went on a Sunday night. Place was packed. Several businesses opened, a bake shop that had a cake in a jar, a bunch of young people. And to know that they are reviving New Kent. And what brought us there, an hour drive, is a slice of pizza. And I said this to my wife and my son who was with us. You might not believe it, but one pizza joint that has success draws two or three other businesses. We saw young people in Common Oven Pizza that night who said, oh yeah, I moved here. Oh, I love it here. And my point is that pretty cool. And it all starts out with pizza. Common Oven Pizza, New Kent, check it out.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? All right, I want to do something. The Pens are in the playoffs, duh. But I want to talk about the tickets with my man, who's one of my boys and probably the best in the country at tickets. Thus the name Ticket Nick. What's up, brother?
How's it going, Marty?
No, how's it going for you, sir?
It's been a busy day.
So I texted him early, and he didn't know if he had time because he slammed, because he is Ticket Nick. Kind of lay out for the listeners what you were telling me about prices for Pens tickets. This is actually fascinating.
Well, the Pens have not made the playoffs for 4 years. So there's a little bit of a drought, and fan demand is very high for a Saturday evening game. And it's about $360 to walk in the door tomorrow.
What did you tell me the, what do you call them? Lower seats, what do they call?
Just lower bowl.
What do they cost?
Lower bowl, you're looking at about, you know, $460 to $500.
Wow. And that's high, isn't it?
And that is extremely high for what we're used to seeing here for playoff hockey.
Give me an example.
But again, that's a Saturday night. I mean, Monday night, it's a different story. You're like $170 to walk in the door.
Oh,
and, the weekend is bringing a premium with it.
And Nick, because they haven't been in the playoffs in 4 years, that makes it even more valuable.
Yes, there is fan demand for that. There, it's like a hangover. Otherwise, like if we're in the playoffs every year, the demand just isn't there. It's like, I've been there, I've done that.
What's the high-end ticket, the best seats you're seeing? What are they going for, brother?
For tomorrow?
Yeah.
If you want clubs, I would tell you, if you want clubs, you're probably looking at about $700 apiece right now.
$700?
Yes.
Wow. 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 700. And yeah. is it sold out?
I mean, it's sold out, yes.
Wow. All right. Let's move on to the other thing I called you about. This lawsuit involving the big brokers, right?
Well, it's not really involving so much brokers as it was the Ticketmaster Live Nation. And we have to really see, I mean, just because the jury found them guilty, we have to find out. You know, I'm sure there's going to be appeals. I'm sure there's going to be motions filed to try to have it thrown out. And we still have a long way to go. But would it be better for the fan in the long run? Would it be better for my industry in the long run if they get broken up? Absolutely.
Tell me why.
Well, once it brings more competition into the marketplace. It's not. It's their venues. They're running the box office, and they were selling tickets basically on the secondary market themselves.
Whoa.
So,
and the buyer doesn't know that, right, Nick?
Buyer has no idea. So you're basically, you know, my point of view, what makes me feel a little bit more comfortable is it basically brings the secondary market back to people like me and allows us to figure that out. So if a show is in demand, it's going to be a higher price ticket. But, you know, just like we were talking about with the Penguins, Monday night ticket, you know, the ticket's going to come down in price and be more reasonable than it is on a Saturday night.
Why? Because of this?
Well, but the thing is their hands are in the pot right now. So they're able to adjust their pricing based on what they're seeing as well. Their hands won't be in the pot if they get dissolved.
So you think, and because Nick knows, he's a true insider in the secondary market, you think that this will break them up and give fans more access at a lower price, sir, to tickets for events?
Correct. And it'll also allow independent promoters to come into venues that they control to bring in other acts, and then they can control their pricing how they want to control their pricing for that event.
Do you like it?
We have to see what happens. We're still pretty far out from... You know, it could be historic if it happens, but like I said, you know they're going to file an appeal. You know they're going to file a motion to have it dismissed. So we just have to see where the cards fall. But we still have a long way to go.
Hey, Nick, every time there's a big game like this, folks get ripped off from these weird, they go to weird sites and weird people. Tell folks how not to get ripped off on tickets like the Pens tonight. Tell them what to do.
It depends. I mean, they could go to Ticketmaster. Reputable brokers are listing their seats through Ticketmaster. Those would be the red dots. The blue dots that you see are right from the box office.
Nice.
There are no blue dots at the current moment. But the red dots are resale platforms. So that integrates with my point of sale,
yep.
So when we buy a ticket in, it's all barcoded in and transferred to you automatically.
Hey, Nick, how many tickets are you working with right now?
For tomorrow?
Yeah.
I got probably about 18 seats left.
Wow. Are you going to go?
No. No.
My man, Nick.
I'm still in recovery mode from the Masters, Marty.
Yeah, yeah. The Masters. Take it, Nick, my brother. Thanks, my man.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks, Marty.
There ain't no way in hell I would pay $500 to see the Pens play. If they set up in my backyard to play, maybe. But not for $500 for one ticket. I'm glad they're in the playoffs, and I hope they win, and good for them. And I love Sid. He's all class, a magnificent athlete, and a hell of a citizen. But even if I had the money, I wouldn't pay it. Nick says that's a massive price, $500 to get in. And what did he say? The club seats were $800? Wow. So then, what is it, $100 to park and then dinner? Oof. All right. So Kelly's here. Kelly is a phenomenon, actually. We met because she shot this video that grabbed my attention. And we're going to play it here in a second. But before we do, she lives on Mount... Do you not?
I do. I live in the best spot in Pittsburgh.
Right? And you're telling me they dyed the river?
Yeah, I have oceanfront view. If you had to have an oceanfront view to Pittsburgh, I have it. And so I have the water. I look right at the Heinz Field.
Pull the mic closer, my friend.
So is that good?
So the water is dyed in the river right now.
Yeah, correct.
What color?
It's blue. I woke up. I'm like, why does the water look like ocean water? And it was like traveling. Obviously, we have the split. So we had the brown. And
this is for the draft.
Yeah, to make it look prettier.
Someone needs to confirm this for me.
I do want some confirmation.
Do you have video? Come on, Kelly.
From my own house? Sure. I got to send it to you. Like, I have front row, and I was going to make a TikTok, actually, and be like, guys, what do you think of this
blue water?
Blue water. It's pretty.
Wow. All right. So before we get into what she did for us, and we're going to do more because that's why she's here today, I want you to hear this piece she did, and it reached several million people and actually made a difference. Listen.
Currently rolling up to cancel my Planet Fitness membership. As you have seen, there's absolutely no reason to return. And as you know, it's nearly impossible to cancel your membership because you have to show face to the cult leaders that you don't want to be a part of them anymore. Oh, lovely. There's a spot opening up right up front. Have a parking angel. Okay, so let's see how this goes. I need to cancel membership.
Okay, I'll get you.
Okay,
so since it's on the 10th, is he going to be good on the 10th?
So just a heads up, you will be good on the 17th.
For what?
Huh?
Why?
Because with our membership, you have 8 days before you can cancel it. So if you would have canceled it yesterday, you wouldn't have been billed on the 17th.
So the last day of being able to use the club is February 16th.
Yeah.
And the last day of the bill is...
Well, I'm not going to come back.
You can barely hear it, but I want to kind of
Lay
that in. All right.
Over a day.
So Kelly's here. So the gist of this is, and by the way, she pointed out something that happens all over the country. Does it not?
I've had thousands of comments.
Thousands.
And they're all the same. They're like, oh, I had the same day speech of like, oh, one more day and you would have made it. And the complications, people having years of trying to cancel their membership. And
years.
Yes, you can look at the comments.
How did you get it finished? How did they actually finally deal with it with you?
I got a lot of comments like, oh, you can cancel online, and you can in some locations, but not everywhere. So I had to go back to the place. Luckily I wasn't too far, but I started to find a way to drive down.
Sometimes though, Kelly, don't they tell you can't do it now the manager's not here?
Yeah, there was something, they said something about coming back the next day for the manager. I've had people say same thing. They went back and then they got charged, and I got charged the annual fee, which is $70. Everybody's like, you're complaining over $10.
It's not about $10.
It's $30, first of all. And it's months of unused service that I don't get back. Then the tanning bed situation. So look at that video,
Hold
too.
Hold on. This is how, by the way, this is how this started. The tanning bed, you went in there, and it was grimy, sister.
And I've been in tanning beds, in and out my whole life.
Right, so right.
I was scraping it. It's like body glue.
That was disgusting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I was like, well, I can't even tan. I can't use my Black Card services. Why am I paying for this? I don't even work out there anymore because I moved.
So how long did it take to cancel your Planet Fitness membership?
Probably 8 months.
8 months?
Probably. I was traveling all the time, so I just knew I had to cancel it. They wouldn't let me, and I was like, I'm barely in this city to cancel it.
Wow.
So I'm like, how is it not easier? I'm traveling all the time.
And when they finally canceled it, that was it? They still...
Yes, I was warned to check because people have canceled and still got charged for even months. Personally, I know somebody that had that. They had to, I think, write in something, an actual write letter to them. So
what do you tell people that join gyms? What do you tell them?
Bring your readers and read the 5-point print because there's a lot of hidden stuff in there.
And are you at a gym now?
No, I have one in my apartment, so I'm just going to stay home and save.
Because of this situation?
Yeah, I went out and bought a real packing, like tanning package somewhere else at like a local salon to support them. And I just work out in my little gym, even though it's very small. It's good. But I don't feel like dealing with another gym.
So we posted your video, and Patrick, it actually kind of created a phenomenon. We kept texting each other. It went on for months.
Oh, yeah. It's still going.
Right.
Yeah.
And all these jagoffs going after her because she's attractive. But at the end of the day, she's pointing out a really bad consumer issue.
Absolutely. One that actually has been addressed by the FTC, yes. But the rule never went to the next step.
We've all had people that couldn't cancel memberships, have we not?
Absolutely. I still have one that I'm dealing with my kid.
Do you?
Yeah. Actually, it's for Planet Fitness.
And what happened?
Well, technically, they started his contract when he was 17, which they're not supposed to do without me signing off on
it. Yeah, yeah.
So it's still running, but he's not using it. So I still have to get down there physically and cancel this.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't do it over the phone.
You cannot do it over
the phone.
Is this
what you learned?
Yeah, there's some locations that you can cancel even what? Online. You cannot cancel on the phone. Some is like, then you have to write a letter.
A letter?
Like, a whole letter. And all I did when I went down there, I signed on the little electronic pad. They didn't check my ID. They didn't even try to sell me to keep me. Nothing. So like, why did I have to come in? It's not even like it was a marketing thing where it's like, I'm going to try to get you to come in not to do it. They still were like, okay, bye. Like, why couldn't I just send on the phone?
What are they telling you, Patrick?
I don't think he's even contacted them for this one.
I see.
So yeah. But I know I physically have to go down there. I just haven't had a chance.
So you can't sign off online?
No.
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 Not here.
You sign up online. You still have to go into the place and still physically talk to someone and get it done.
And so some people hit the wall. They just say, screw it. They keep paying?
Yeah.
Because it's an automatic withdrawal?
That was me. I was like, I can't. Like, I guess. And I'm, as much as people kind of make fun of me for like complaining about the money I spent, I actually was okay with letting it go. But I'm like, I mean, I got to put an end to it. I'm not.
How much was it a month?
29, I think, because I did Black Card 30 and I still got charged an annual fee. And I understand the billing policy. Like, people are still commenting a lot about, you know, billing cycles and canceling at the right time, but hundreds of people around having the same story and even just like empathy. Like, this is a kind of a messed up situation.
Were you surprised? Because we discussed this and I kind of warned you about this.
Yeah.
Because it did go viral. Look, 3 million people. It's still going.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by some of the hate on social media? Directed towards you personally.
Yeah, I mean, kind of, because the video wasn't anything. I feel like there's just random judgment, but yeah, yeah, I just know how judgy the social media is. It's something like you can't affect me. I'm sitting in, you know, they'll call me out being a bimbo, and I have 3 licenses behind me, 2 degrees. Like, it doesn't bother me. So
okay, good. Because we're going to do more, and you want to, right?
Fine, let's go.
Right? Yeah, you're really kind of into advocating for consumers.
Yeah,
and, right?
Absolutely. I'm in the battle of, like, when there's a problem, like, there needs to, you can't just be undone. It's on your fault, like, as the company, like, just because we're tiny doesn't mean like you should just let it go. There's millions of us like getting affected by it.
And tell folks before we run out of time here.
Yeah.
Before they sign up for a Planet Fitness or any other membership, what should they make sure they do?
I would honestly ask like, what will happen? Like, ask all the questions. Like, be prepared. What are my consequences? How do I get out of this? What are the fees? When do I need to know? And mark it in your calendar and 17 alarms, and just be ready for it.
Are you gonna mess with this draft at all? Are you gonna go down there?
I mean, yeah. Didn't you see my little football purse? It's yes. So cute. Gotta check it out. It's all like diamondy. I got it. I'm going. I'm taking the boat over right off the cliff. I'm fine.
See, she'll be fine with it.
It's fine.
Yep.
I can't deal with it, my friend. I have no patience.
I'll do it for you.
Kelly, we'll be talking to her again. Appreciate the advice. With those clubs, it's insane. All right. Colin's next.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.